brown book if you need it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's just sing that together. Turn your eyes upon
sit every day at his feet in the quiet time. It's something we should do every day. Let me give you an example. I came off a week of spiritual highs. Every day I felt like I was on top of Mount Sinai in the presence of God. I felt like I was in that cleft of the rock with God walking by me and allowing me to see his backside. You know those experiences, those spiritual highs. But what comes after the spiritual high, right? You can't stay on top of the mountain forever, right? Well, at the end of the week, I was very fatigued, 16, 17-hour days, very fatigued. I normally get up at 4:45 in the morning to have my quiet time. And that Friday morning, I was rushed. I rushed my quiet time. I rushed to my office at work, and I was in the flesh all day. I fell in my walk. I failed in my walk, I'll say that. Well, as I was driving home, I was praying. And I said, Lord, why did that happen? Why did I fail so miserably today after being in your presence so strongly throughout the week? How did that happen, Lord? And it was as if he spoke to me. You know how he speaks to you in a quiet place in your heart that no one else speaks to you? The quiet place there. He spoke to me. And he said, so clearly, he said, you cannot face today, let alone this hour, on yesterday's experience of me. You must seek and meet me every day. Then a text came to me in the Old Testament so vividly. I thought about the Israelites and the manna and how God ordered them not to store up the manna. Because what happened when they stored up the manna? Got worms in it, didn't it? And that voice came to me again. And that voice told me, unless you seek me afresh every day, your Christian walk will have worms in it. Worms in it. And that's the problem with a lot of preaching today. It's got worms in it.